Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. From Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, our guest pastor who's pitch hitting for Pastor Bird, who's working late, but Pastor Calvin Baker back in the house tonight, Pastor.
Bless you. Hello. Aloha, everyone.
Wow, and he brought an entourage. We've got Pastor James Eric Williams, a.k.a. Pastor Kimo, our Friday night pastor.
Pastor Kimo. Hey.
Kimo.
And we also got First Lady Tamara and Pastor Via Musa, who just happened to be driving by. They're not on until tomorrow night.
Pastor Via.
Cowboy fan.
Cowboy fan. And he's evidenced that by the shirt that he's wearing tonight. And I'd also like to introduce you to my beautiful co-host, my beautiful bride, my awesome wingless angel, Lady Lynn, with a very low voice tonight.
Put me in, coach. I'm imitating Pastor Baker. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. Hi, Pastor Baker.
God bless you, Lady Lynn. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Good evening, listeners. Free Insight sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at the FDC, Halawa, Lomaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Sorora Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Elroy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in.
Oh, it's me, Sister Lynn's turn. Hey, you know, first of all, I just like to give a shout out to Saguaro. We'll be in-house at the Faith Pod on November 9th, so we look forward to seeing you. And then, of course, we will be at Chow Hall on November 10th, which is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I'm looking forward to that. And then sign up for chapel on Sunday in the morning and the afternoon in Saguaro. We're dedicating the whole weekend just to you, so we thank you so much. So, you know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as Rev Boo says, it's like sitting around at home in the patio, just talking story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves, and forever grateful for Salem Media Hawaii. Bula?
And we also humbly send a very loud shout out to the Fishers of Men congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor the shout coming out. They have sponsored the Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona and for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Byrne and Lucy Mahelona, for your vision to reach the lost. Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet, Pastor Byrne. Hey, this program's touch you. If you need a word of prayer or encouragement, give me a call at 808-222-2822. And our mailing address, I'm going to say it now, so get ready with your paper, pen, and pencil. Is P.O. Box 89253. Once again, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. And we got payday in the mail today. Pastor Bird's going to be excited when he gets his mail, so we want to thank you all. If there's a particular pastor that you want to write to, please place their name on the envelope with the address, and I'll make sure they get it because the mailman always delivers. You know, and it's so blessed to have Pastor Baker in the house. And here we go. Our God is awesome, Pastor Baker. So yes, blessed to have you back in the house.
Amen. It's blessed to be here.
And I know you're excited because you just came off a beautiful vacation with your family, so I know you're going to be fired up tonight.
Yes.
Blessed to have you. And the song that we have tonight is Travis Green, one of our favorites. And this is for you on the other side of the fence, Made a Way.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. Holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. Everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't know how you made it, but he made a way. So blessed to have you once again, Pastor Calvin Baker, right here at 95 or 99.5. I thought I was on the Saturday show. I get confused when you sit in the studio all the time. But always a blessing, sir, and welcome back.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless each of you. It is a pleasure and an honor to be back here again to Pastor Bula, Lady Lynn. Amen, my friend. Amen. Pastor Villa, Lady Masao, God bless you.
You,
Amen. I was honored to be able to sit in for you while you was out. Amen. But I know when you came back, you just began to tear and explode some things. Amen. And we just want to ride the wave with you, if that's all right. Mama. Amen. And to my friend, amen, and Pastor James Chemo Williams. God bless you and to your wife.
You,
and I just want to send a shout out to my wife, amen, Pastor Margaret Baker. Amen. I know
you,
she has me in her prayers.
Margaret.
Amen. But I want to talk to you tonight from something that the Lord has placed on my heart a few weeks ago. And the Lord was reminding me that we are prepared for the possibilities. We are prepared for the possibilities.
My, my, my.
And initially, the Lord had reminded me, I have a niece who passed away. And as a child, she used to sing this song, I am a promise and I am a possibility.
Wow.
And the Lord began to show me that he has really called us as a promise and with the possibilities.
Mm.
So I began to look up that word, what that means. But before I do that, I'm going to read some scriptures, and I believe you'll begin to see how it lines up with what the Lord was sharing with me. We're going to come out of 1 Samuel chapter 16, and I'm going to read to you verses 11 and verse 12. And verse 11 says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither.
Wow.
Verse 12 says, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he.
Wow.
And amen. I'm going to ask if someone will read the other version, amen, of that scripture for me, please.
Amen. I have the NIV version, and it reads, 1 Samuel 16, Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, amen, of his most holy word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord had spoke to me some time ago, and
yes,
he was reminding me, he was showing me that he has really called us as promise and possibilities. And he also reminded me that even in that call, we also have an adversary who has been set to try to destroy, to slow down, to stop, to hinder the plan of God, to try to cause us to lose focus of who God has called. Many times those things come and it puts us in situations that we really lose focus or sight of who God has called us to be. So when the Lord had me to look, do some research in the word, and I began to look up the word promise.
Mm-hmm.
The word promise means reason to expect something.
Amen.
Reason to expect something.
All right.
And then it says, especially ground for expectation of success.
Oh,
and the
yes.
Lord was beginning to remind me that he has designed us, amen, for success.
Hallelujah.
He has created us after his likeness and after his image. Amen. And he expects something of us. And we also know that we got an adversary that we contend because
that's
the enemy knows who we really are in God.
That's right.
Because he lost his place in heaven when he tried to assert himself higher than God.
Higher than God.
This is why the enemy tried to attack the preachers when he preached. He tried to attack the minister when they ministered. He tried to attack the people of God when they're trying to do what's right by God. Because he understands what is in them. He understands the quality of work that God has put in us because we are in his image.
Mm.
And so the enemy knows that. So he tried to attack the promise that God has put inside of us.
Yes, sir.
And he tried to stop the success that God has called us into. And so when the Lord began to show me that, I said, well, God, I give you praise because it's very important. Then he began to say to me, he says, not only are we a promise.
Yes, sir.
He says, but we are a possibility. So when I looked up the word possibility, the word means the condition or fact of being possible. Tell somebody that, amen. Preachers, if y'all would, just tell your neighbor, just tell somebody that I am possible.
I am possible.
It also says, another definition says, one's uttermost power, capacity, or ability. So as I begin to think about that, I say, God, you have already given us power.
Right?
You have given us power to tread over serpents. You have given us power to cast down devils. You have given us power to walk in victory because Christ has given us victory. He also says we have this capacity.
capacity that's inside of us. And many people today don't realize who we really are in God because we have allowed the enemy to try to hinder us, to blind us. Awesome. Sometimes we fall into depression. Sometimes we fall into a state of weariness. Sometimes it seems like we're working for a long time and we could never get to the place that, God wants us to be. But God has sent me here tonight to encourage the people of God that you are a promise and a possibility. You are more than a conqueror.
Yes. Okay.
Great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And God has called you to greatness. He didn't call you to shame. The devil tried to bring you shame, but this is what the Lord showed me. Sometimes shame enters our life by the things we do. But don't you know that God will work through your shame and bring glory out of it?
Come on.
The Bible says what the devil means for evil, God will turn it for the good. But we got to learn how to trust God in all of our ways. We can't lean to our own understanding, but we must acknowledge him so that God can do what? He can direct our path.
Yes.
And so God has placed this capacity inside of us as men and women, amen, to live a life that is acceptable, that is pleasing to God. God has put inside of us as men and women to go higher in God, to go into some areas, and to just do some wonderful things.
Hallelujah.
But the devil sees that. And he know that if you can ever get free and to move into what God has called you, he know you got you. He know he's got you. But you got to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Don't try to rebuke him of yourself, but say, the Lord rebuke you. Because God has called you to greatness. God expect greatness. God has put himself inside of you. He has designed you after his likeness. Amen. And you ought to tell somebody, God don't make junk. God made you, he made you in perfection. But the devil tried to tarnish and to smear, amen, who we are in God. But I want to encourage you tonight to let you know that there's all type of possibilities that God has placed inside of you.
Yes, sir.
And so as I begin to think about several things, I begin to think about Abraham. Amen. The Bible said that God told Abraham, he says, listen, take your son and I want you to make a sacrifice. Amen. Abraham was told you're going to be the father of many nations. But I can imagine probably he said in his mind, how am I going to be the father if I'm going to sacrifice? But something that Abraham said in the scripture after they questioned, you know, about Abraham, he says, we will return. So Abraham knew that God had purpose for his life.
Hallelujah.
And despite what God had told him to do, God wanted to see where he stand. And I want to tell the people of God, despite what happens in your life, God want to see where you stand in the midst of situations. He want to know if you're going to be willing to go through and if you're going to be willing to go all the way. God wants to know that you're not going to put anything before him, but he's going to be the Almighty God. He's going to be El Shaddai. He wants to be the Almighty God in your life and in your situation. And then I begin to think about Moses. The Holy Spirit took me there. Moses grew up in the house of Pharaoh. You know, he began to, you know, be successful. Then he killed a man, one of the men, and he ran and he hid for himself for 40 years on the backside of the mountain. I want to tell somebody, you may have ran, but on the backside of the mountain, God has plans for you. He is dealing with you. He is speaking to you. Moses didn't understand all that God wanted to do, but God, glory be to God. God had purpose for his life, and on the backside, he had chance to develop. And I want to tell you on tonight, on the backside of your mountain, God is allowing you to develop. He's stirring that gift up inside of you. In fact, I believe it was Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift that is inside of you by the laying on the hand. He said, stir up the gift. And God is telling you on the backside of your mountains, in your dark places, you can, whether it may be in prison, it could be in home, whatever it may be, God say, begin to stir up the gift because I got possibilities inside of you. Don't let your situation dictate your outcome.
That's right. That's right. Hallelujah.
Too many times we try to let our situation dictate the outcome, but you got to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You got to know that the greater live inside of you,
and God
called you for something greater.
Right.
He didn't call you to be the less.
He called you to be the greater. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Even as we go into book of Samuel,
amen,
the man of God was sent. The earlier scripture talk about the prophet was, he was mourning.
He was mourning
and crying. And God said, man, you about to get up off yourself. Why are you sitting here crying and complaining? It's okay to cry or to complain, but you've been doing this a little bit too long. I'm sending you on a mission because I got someone that I need you to anoint. Get back to your job. And as he began to go and do,
That's right.
Praise be to God. As he began to go and do, the Lord sent him to Jesse's house. The Lord sent him to Jesse's house. And this is something that the Lord showed me, Pastor Villa, Pastor Buller. This is what the Lord showed me. He sent him to Jesse's house. And when the man of God went to Jesse's house, he began to look on the outward.
That's right.
Don't you know in life, people going to look on your exterior.
That's right.
And they not see, they don't understand what's on the inside of you. They don't know the possibility. They don't know the promise. They don't know the plans of God for your life. And they look on the inside of you and they judge you from the outside. But God said, don't look on the outside. You got to be able to discern with the Spirit and hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You got to look on the inside because there's a greater on the inside than you can see on the outside.
That's right.
And so when Samuel, he began to anoint the tall, the first My son. God. He was good all looking. Tall and nice and good looking. And that's our biggest fault. We trying to get the, you know, the pretty boy, the pretty dish. Something that we think that God is moving in. Well, we got to put on the eyes of God. Not only we got to have the eyes of God, we got to have the ears of God. We got to have the mind of God. We got to have the heart of God. But I have to pause for a second. How can the man of God get in the flesh for a second and to begin to anoint the wrong person?
That lets me tell you,
if you ain't staying in the will of God, if you ain't hearing from God, you will do some crazy things and you will do some wrong things. It shows that sometimes, because we are, and I hate to use this as a reason or justification, but because we're human, we oftentimes operate in the flesh. But God said, if you walk in the flesh, you're going to sow to the flesh. But if you walk in the spirit, you're going to sow to the Spirit. And we got to learn how to sow to the Spirit. Your spirit man, woman, boy, girl, whoever I'm talking to, you hear me today? Your spirit man is crying out for that relationship with God. Your spirit man is crying out for that connection with God. Your spirit man wants more, and the devil's trying to hold you. He's trying to bind you in your flesh, but don't allow the devil to hold you, to prevent you from moving in the place and to the areas that God has purposed for your life.
That's right, sir.
So while folks are looking on the outside, you ought to tell somebody, don't look on the exterior, because God is dealing with the interior. God is moving on the inside of me, and what's on the inside of me is going to come on the outside of me.
Hallelujah.
And so the Bible said then, after the man of God had said to Jesse, he said, listen, now I done seen all your sons. Let me paraphrase it if you will. I done seen all your boys. And God said, none of one of these are it.
Right.
Do you have another one? And I want to encourage, my God, help me, Jesus. I want to encourage somebody because you have been overlooked.
My God.
You have been overlooked. Folk hadn't been paying you no attention. They have left you in some hidden places. They ain't think much about you. You know, you've probably been sitting at the back of the church. You know, you've been sitting over in the over quiet on the pew.
That's right.
You know, you've been sitting in your house in the corner.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody paying no attention.
That's right.
Mom and daddy, somebody ain't ministering to you. Nobody's sowing it to you spiritually. But my God, help me, Lord. Jesus. But the God did not allow the man of God to anoint the wrong person.
He said,
do you have another one?
That's right. Do you have
And the Bible
one?
Says
That's
that. Right. He said, yes, I got one. Uh-huh. Now, check this out. Now, when I read this, I felt like he didn't really care how, you know, this response
That's
was.
Right.
Verse 11, and Samuel said to Jesse, are all your children here? And he says, there remained yet the youngest.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of almost said, I got one more.
But,
you know, it's the youngest boy.
But,
you know, I don't know if you really want him. You probably want somebody that's a little bit older. You know, you probably want somebody who you think is more mature. You probably want somebody who you think is more anointed. You probably want somebody who you think is elegant in speech. You probably want somebody, you know, who you think got a special flow. But God said, hallelujah, Jesus, I got the flow. I got the person that I want. You just sent for him. Because when you anoint him, I want you to know that he's the one. Tell somebody, he's the one. Yeah, she's the one. She's the one. He's the one that God has called according to his purpose.
That's right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says when Jesse's son walked in, when old David walked in, he said he was all ruddy looking kid.
Ruddy looking.
In other words, he was red in feature. But the Bible said that he was beautiful. He looked good. He had a nice countenance. He was good to look on. And God said, now anoint him, because that's the one that I want. The first person you picked to be king over the people was not who I have chose. So you chose Saul, and I have rejected Saul.
Yeah.
And God is saying to someone on tonight, there's somebody that has has been put in position that God says that I am rejecting. There are some people that has been put in position in authority that God says I am moving. And I'm making place for the one that I have chosen. I am making place for the one that I have called. I am making place for the one that I have anointed. I am making place for the one that I have called to be a vessel, a man in this land, to be a mouthpiece to a group of people, to whomever it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you know when God rejects you? Listen, listen. Folk can cry all they want to. You need to get over that. Don't be sitting there crying for them. Listen, it's all right to cry for a minute. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. God didn't rebuke the man of God for crying. He said, you cried too long. Now you need to get up and begin to move. Why are you compassing this mountain? You've been around this mountain long enough. It's time for you to move forward. And God is calling somebody to move forward. He's calling you into your promises. He's calling into your possibility. Because he done poured into you such great things. Why, for he has done great things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is calling you. God is calling you. Woman, man, boy, and girl, I don't know who you are. Whoever is listening to this show on tonight, this is Thankful Third Tuesday. And you ought to be thankful to God that he hasn't forgot about you and your situation. You ought to be thankful to God that he hasn't forgotten about you when all hell has broken loose. You ought to be thankful to God that he hasn't allowed the enemy to consume you and to take you away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Right. You ought to be grateful to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We often say God is a God of a second chance. But Lady Lynn, God is God more of a second chance. My God, if you only had a second, y'all about to help me up in this place. If you only had a second chance, death would have done took you away. But I'm so grateful to God that the second chance became many chances. Hallelujah. Unto the glory and honor of God. I am so glad, God, glory to your name, that he didn't give up, that he didn't forget about me. That he didn't forget about you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus. And hallelujah. I want to say to you tonight that the Lord has not forgotten about you.
You,
he
Jesus.
Has called you to greatness.
Hallelujah.
And I wish this word would get in your spirit and would move you tonight. To greatness. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
We thank you for your word. For your word is life. It is liberty. And it sets the captive free.
Woo.
God, speak to your people. Minister to their hearts. And move us, oh God, to the place that you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I don't know how many of you fell off your bunk tonight. That was a word from heaven. That right there was a word from above.
Glory to your name, God.
The spirit is so thick in the studio right now, my brothers and my sisters.
Hey, God.
And what is here is going through their airwaves to right where you're at.
Glory to your name.
Ask God for forgiveness. Repent of your sins. Join the kingdom of God tonight.
Yes, God.
Don't wait. Tomorrow's promise to no one.
It's not promised. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
My.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed are those that have tuned in tonight. You have received a word from the Lord. The prophet has spoken.
Thank you, Jesus.
You must know by now that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So,
ahoy ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.